Kwame Eugene, you have been challenged.
Mm.
Reginald doesn't think you can do it.
No, I don't think. I don't think you are going to get another
yes,
Monica
she can.
Anytime.
Reginald is telling the camera.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Don't be mad if we pick this for the channel.
I don't think so.
The 27th Telecel Ghana Music Awards is nearly here. And once again, we have assembled a team of music avengers to have a discussion on the nominees, our expectations, and what the night is going to bring. Year on year, we always stay up on Twitter and watch it as a group. Will it be any different? Will we still have Nash Oko coming to host the show? Will it still be Osa Osa O? We don't know, but we are here. Welcome everybody to the Sincerely Accra Podcast. My name is Joseph Inti, and I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Shout out to Shatawali. Yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Now, joining me today are three very interesting people, okay? Due to my personal poor planning, they'll be introducing themselves. Full disclosure, yesterday was my birthday, and I'm operating on 3 hours of sleep, so let's get it. Starting from my extreme right, yes, the Macho Man.
The Extremities. Hi, everyone. I'm Reginald Amar here, founder of Backstage Africa, management member of Kujenga Management, Kujenga Music. Also a management member of the Ghanaian Alternative Collective, 99 Faces.
Hey, last time you came here, this was not your intro. Yeah, within 1 year, Reginald has beefed up the CV. Hey.
Okay. Christ is working.
I know. All right. So, Nasiba.
Hi, my name is Nasiba. I'm a music journalist and social media manager.
Wow. That's a music journalist.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
You don't hear too much of that. I like that. You should say that more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There should be more people like you.
And also we are music journalists.
Oh, no.
Because that video you posted yesterday also about the sampling that VIP.
I think
more people do. They just don't say it.
They don't say it.
I think so.
Oh, they need to say it.
Yeah.
Because there are some impersonators. Anyway, please introduce yourself.
My name is Yao Fosulabi. I am just a music lover.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I am a music lover who is just moonlighting as a sports journalist. So, that's what I do. I really love music and I'm happy to be here.
Also known as
Kawawa.
All right, so let's start. First of all, do we have any expectations for the show that is coming on May 9th?
Number one, it's May 9th. You know how, what May 9th?
You know what May 9th means
in Ghana.
Actually, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually quite
strong. I'm a little bit on the edge too as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did they not recognize? Hey.
So this year is 25 years, actually.
Yeah.
Since it happened. Oh, wait. So do you think they're going to do something?
Hopefully no one pulls a gun, though.
What?
Hopefully no one pulls a gun on May 9th.
Come on. We have moved past that. But maybe they'll do some, candle something.
I hope they remember. I hope they remember. Because the venue for the music awards is just right behind
the stage. It's just right behind the stage.
So I hope they remember and then they do something about it. But when I saw that it was May 9th, I was actually questioning the timing.
It's right behind it.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that they are able to
do
something
about it. I will not be surprised if nobody knows or nobody remembers and it was just a random date that worked for them.
I'm sure they would remember, but it would be very interesting. It's going to be a very good thing if they should do something for the remembrance of the May 9th disaster.
Yeah.
Because to be very honest, music and sports, it's the marriage of both goes hand in hand. So,
because of that thing, that song, every time I hear it, you remember when they used to show the names of the people that died on TV and they made a classic song?
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, I think about death. It's so bad. But anyway, so we just found out this whole thing about a swing period where apparently people that released in December last year, were considered for this year's, and it's brought about a little bit of controversy. For example, people are saying that's why is Kuju Black nominated for Artist of the Year when he's been around for a while. What do you guys think about the whole swing period thing?
Is it the argument about Kuju Black? Is it because he's been for two? He's not new? Or they think he's not new,
but also the award scheme was explaining that they put out a swing period because usually it's the year under consideration
Right.
is, I think, what? From
from a certain period to a certain period.
It's for a year.
But then they looked at the December before as well, which allowed certain songs, like for example, where this Astor Parts 2 and things being nominated. A lot of people are questioning why we are having that swing period. I just want to know your thoughts on that before we enter the nominations.
I feel like sometimes stuff like this, it gives people, it's more or less like it's exception, but if you've hosted, if you've had an award scheme for like, let's say like 27 years or something, this shouldn't be the time you should be doing something like this. And even if it's something you are going to do, the moment the previous one ended, you should introduce some of these things so that when you are rolling out nominations and stuff like that and it comes out, you are not going to be surprised. But the moment you roll out nominations and then you be like, oh, there's a swing period, which is going to favor certain people, that is when some people will feel there's a certain
already,
kind of
already that conversation that is like
it's giving politics
friends and so you know sometimes do you think that the TGMEs does a good job of explaining how they pick people that end up in the nominations? Because we've seen when the nominations came out, a number of people
you asked very controversial questions.
How controversial is this? Because I don't see why artists have to do an open letter for an explanation as to why their project wasn't picked. And I was saying that, do we have a website where they have, they don't even have to do a press conference. But if you have a website where everything is spelled out and everything, some of these things will happen. And I went on the website, I was even looking for the nominations on the
I tried to find it.
I have to go to Ghana Web.
Sometimes I have to go to Ghana Web or maybe Ghana Music to find some of them.
Yeah.
So but, do you guys think they do a good job of explaining what makes, you know, one pass for
nomination?
No, I don't think so. I don't even the categories are just the explanations for them. They feel a bit lazy. You know, I feel like they could maybe open it up a bit more, explain it a bit more. But then it's like three sentences and it's like, okay.
Record of the year, song of the year, what's the difference?
It relies so much on the word popular.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so vague, I think. It's not enough to judge a song and give it an award like TGMAs. And
so as a music journalist, what are you doing about
that? I'm here to discuss it.
We just talk and then go ahead.
And listen to me, a music activist.
You know what? It's true. Music journalist.
No, but I actually don't think that a lot of entities in this country do a good job with these things. And because I think that there should be like Nasiba said, there should be a clear
Thanks
explanation.
Thanks for remembering my name.
There should be a clear explanation on what is for what.
Right.
Why you were chosen, why you were not. And, you know, because of a bit of my background in sports, I've just put in some stuff. For instance, there's a huge complaint with the management of the GFA for why they do not come out to give us reasons why they called so-and-so player. And what so-and-so player is coming to do in the Black Stars.
Right.
You understand? They just release their names at midnight and then everybody goes to
I'm sure they assume everyone watches football.
Exactly.
Midnight.
But yeah, they usually release their list at midnight and then they go to bed. But that's not how it's supposed to be. And it's why we're having this conversation. Because if people are asking questions about maybe this artist and why this artist is here or why the artist is there, and even some of the artists who feel like their work should be in a certain category that's not there. What is their distinction? Why are they not there? There should be explanations to that. And even if there's not going to be like a full-scale press conference, your website is the best way to explain some of these things. And simple interviews like this, you understand? Where, but if you call them, they won't come.
I saw one of the guys that apparently works at Chatterhouse on one of the radio stations, and they asked them about this. And you know what? It's just reminded me of the American embassy visa denial process. They give you a paper and they said, you have been found ineligible for this visa. Here are the reasons why you could possibly.
It's giving trauma.
Exactly. And he was stating things like, oh, radio play, number of shows. And somebody's asking you, me specifically, why didn't I make it? And they come and give a broad answer.
And also, in a country where we don't have a metric on
to track
the radio play, why are you using radio play?
Yeah, how do they track that?
They don't track that.
I was looking at this breakdown that I think Ghana Music made for the criteria for picking certain like categories, artists of the year, or maybe song of the year or something. They were mentioning 175 radio stations and whatnot. I'm like, hey, but you guys for the Chatterhouse, do you guys really have?
Do they
like,
go and count?
Yeah. Like, and sometimes some of these things, we sit here and then we feel like, oh, hosting an award show is easy. We'll sit here and talk about the like the event itself.
Yeah.
Mm. But the moments the previous one ended, that is when your research team should be assembled to be like researching for the next one. That mm-hmm. is how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, and that is why we are having these loopholes and these like explanations for the criteria and what's not. That is why they feel lazy. That is why it's just 3 pages. Because for the Grammys, for instance, the reason why they nominate the Tyler's, the Davido's, people from our side, they'll explain to you.
Yes.
Davido won't win, but then they'll explain. So even if you don't win, if you even know that, okay, I didn't win because, okay, maybe I didn't do this specific thing.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even get considered to even be nominated.
Yeah.
But over here, and the people who even work there, for instance, I'm sure maybe they just send them out and be like, oh, Charlie, go and do this. One thing I feel like they should be doing is before every year, before they start the rollout for, or maybe before they start the announcements, they should be doing like workshops
mm-hmm.
to explain certain things, because it's not everyone who really understands some of these things.
Workshop.
But I think they've over the years they've done a few of those, but it hasn't given out the desired results. Mm. And also another thing is that sometimes these musicians don't even show up. So that's also the downside.
They don't show up. You know, the honest truth is, I feel a lot of them feel disenfranchised. At this point, I am very convinced that they attend because that's all they have.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
On the global stage, we are not competing at that level yet, where you can say, okay, I'm done with TGMAs, I'm on to the next thing.
Right.
And so, yeah. And even you see it, as the years are going by, the stars attending is dwindling.
It's dwindling, yeah.
Back then, true, when we are watching TGMAs red carpet, you are seeing all these people. Now, it's mostly influencers.
Yeah.
And shout out to the influencers. There's nothing wrong with you,
you
guys.
You know, you held back a bit.
I know. Because like, don't think that as a diss, but it's like, where are the music artists? You know
you
what
want
I mean?
Yeah. Gucci
anyway, let's get into it. So, best hip life song. We have a medical featuring Shatawale and B Strap. Is shoulder hip? Okay, yes,
it's an Azonto song.
I guess hip life. Famia featuring Medical Habits. Mm. Kojo Q featuring RDG and Oferan Ponsa, Tonton T. Mm. Kojo Black featuring Sarkodie Next Door.
Mm.
Sarkodie featuring Kweku Flake, Messiah, Kwesi Ameoga, Badness. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hmm. Who's your money on?
Is it Hip Life?
Hip Life. I honestly think Shoulder is gonna take it.
My money is on for the quality and with the respect to the genre, Hip Life. My money is on Kojo Q.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, if we are going to look at
if we are going to scrutinize and go by Hip Life,
it's supposed to be Tonton. But I just feel like
Kojo Q.
If we are looking at Is this a voting thing? Or is
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
It's giving shoulder, guys.
it will probably give shoulder because
popularity.
Sumuji. Yes.
That's and the main criterion.
Sumuji. Like you have expectations, but your expectations will not be met. So Fawe Chichore, something like that.
Now I understand what you mean. So like they'll start to prepare you.
Yeah, something like that.
That means that, you know, if you are an artist of the year, right? And then at the beginning of the night, you are winning some awards.
Yeah,
you should know that.
You should know that.
Yeah, that's true.
I see.
Yeah, but I like that you mentioned the Tonton T song. Mm. Great song. But I think Famia and Medical song is also a good, the Habit song is also a very good song.
That's sad.
That should.
Is it on Distribution 2?
I think it's
Famia's song.
It's not medical. It's Sarkodie.
And then Sarkodie's will always Mezzar. Be a hip life, you know. So
I think that song is a hip hop song. I think Kweku Flake probably made a hip life, but their song.
Do you feel like sometimes the genre definitions also just don't?
Thank you.
Yeah, but I was saying, when you record of the year, song of the year, then it's like, okay. Is this based on a genre? And you know, Ghanaians also have genres that they like.
Yep, yep.
A hip life song is always going to do better than a hip hop song.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very, we are music snobs.
So let me just cite one example. So I did a video on TikTok about Rex Jenfi and, you know, some of the songs that he did.
Yeah.
And the TikTok was like, it went everywhere, people saw it. And then apparently, like from reliable information, it was sent to
Ricks.
the board of the TGMs, mm-hmm. and they had a full-on argument on it about whether it was a bugger high life genre or it was a high life genre.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a whole thing.
I think so we have that problem.
Yeah, someone called me and it was like, they're arguing your TikToks in. I was like, well, I mean, these are conversations that we need to have in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's fine that they're having.
Also, who makes up the board? Do we know?
I know a few of them.
I also know a handful of
there's
them.
There's Bessa Simon, there's Diana Hobson.
How many are they?
I don't know how many they are, but there's also Nia Itego.
There's Robert Clark. Robert.
Yeah, Robert is in there as well. Clark. And Nane Sihine is also in there for the music videos. He does like a lot of them.
Okay, so yeah. I hear all these names and these are like really goated people in the industry for a while.
Yes.
Are there any new bloods that are over there too? To, you know, because, hey, some of this, the music that is coming out.
No, but you see, and only problem, no, do you get it? Because I think that there aren't too many
young bloods,
Gen Z, so to speak.
Not necessarily Gen Z. Because you know these guys are not going to take them seriously.
I'm saying that even like millennials, there are not too many millennials on the, like, maybe latter day millennials, I should say.
Like, well, 41.
Like us.
Hey, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, latter day millennials.
Like you.
Please, I'm still a baby boy as heck. No, because you know, sometimes you will be in the presence of people
mm-hmm.
of this age group and they say that you're being a diddy.
Yeah.
And these people are just on the board.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you see, the thing is, sometimes I think of what their faces would be like
when they hear
certain songs.
Same songs, yeah.
Because, for instance, like, imagine Auntie Diana listening to like a medical song.
Or maybe a 1-1000 song.
A 1-1000, you know, like those things.
Medical.
She would always feel like it shouldn't be on there. But it's a song that the young people love. And it's a good song, so it should be there, you understand? So those are some of the things.
I think somewhere last month or 2 months ago, they opened up for registration if you want to be part of the board.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I registered and the criteria was like, you have to be minimum.
Age limits?
No. Minimum, you should have 5 years in the industry.
In the industry.
In what capacity?
In any capacity. So like, that is like, if you're an avid music listener, music journalist, and you feel like you can contribute to making the awards, you can take it like a step further with your opinions, with your suggestions and whatnot.
Do you know anybody that made the cut?
Well, I did, and I haven't been sent an email back, so.
Okay, best hip life and hip hop artist of the year. But also, like, what is this? Hip life and hip hop artist of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Black Sherif, Medical, Kwaku Smoke, Sarkodie, Kojo Q, O Kenneth.
Mm. Wow, O Kenneth is inside.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm voting for this, right, am I voting for a hip-hop artist? Or am I voting for a hip-life artist?
That's the question.
I feel like they should segment it.
Yeah.
They should. Because it's a disservice to hip-life.
Yes.
For what it's done.
Yes.
When you make it the same as hip-hop.
Yeah. Because now, if I'm doing hip-hop, I always have to make sure my hook is hip-life. You know? Like, me hard rap, New Year, no matter what. Hopefully, I'm on that. I mean, best hip life hip hop. Umfama Okenneth, Anna.
If it was only hip hop alone, Okenneth would have stood a chance. There.
Medical, mm-hmm. Black O, Kwaku Smoke, Sarkodie, Kojo Q, Okenneth.
Hmm.
Black O.
Hip hop, hip life.
Yeah.
Really?
Hip hop, hip life, medical for me.
I think I say Black O because the album he released, Iron Boy, last year, was very hip life to me. I think it did well of like giving you contemporary hip life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why he deserves it. Balenciaga is good. But like I said, I don't think it's enough to release just one song.
Actually,
and
true.
Be considered for these artist categories.
Yeah, so by that, I will also say medical.
But when we say that, right, and this is where it's a disservice to people like Okenneth and their likes. The year before last year, he was featured on Reggie's Same. I don't know if you guys heard that song.
Yeah. Rockstone?
No. Reggie from
Okay, Africa, okay.
Yeah.
Okenneth's verse was all over TikTok for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't released in December, I guess.
But you see, that is when sometimes I feel like when people are being boxed in two categories, it does them a disservice.
Yep.
As opposed to if Okenneth was in like a hip hop category by himself, you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. people have dropped off like this genre. I mean, people like Medical, they do hip hop sometimes and they do hip hop, but this guy has made it a point to stick to the genre. I feel like when we make certain considerations, thinking about some of these things, it will favor certain people. But the moment you combine the two genres, best hip life or hip hop, it becomes some way, certain people don't get a chance.
But do you think our artists themselves, they define their artistry with a specific genre? Because, you know, it comes down to simple things like when a track is released and I go to either Spotify or Apple and I'm trying to even read about it, we don't even write anything there.
Yeah.
Very few of our artists.
So what is he? Is he a hip-hop artist or a hip-hop
Kenneth is hip-hop.
He's definitely hip-hop. He's definitely hip-hop. But it's like, will he say, okay, I'm hip-hop, or is like, when you're an artist, and say, let my mom hip-hop.
So he's genre-neutral.
You're a hip-life kakra.
No, but the confusion is that if there's a category for just hip life song of the right. year, why is the artist for whatever category has, why does it have to be in twofold, where it's like hip hop and hip life artist, when there's hip hop hip life song of the year and there's hip hop song of the year?
Yeah, I feel like it's just lazy.
And that's how
awards now. Best and some, so you could basically do best hip hop artist of the year, best hip life artist of the year.
The awards already end after midnight. And honestly, you know what I should have said is, my expectation is this show should be able to be 2 hours, guys.
No.
You should be able to have this show in 2 hours.
I feel like the red carpet is longer sometimes.
Yeah. No, it won't happen.
Look, it's so unnecessary. Come on.
The red carpet is probably going to be like 2 hours. 3 hours. Or 2 hours.
So long.
Staying up till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
you guys would, but me, I wouldn't.
Yeah. No. And there'll be a lot of tributes this year.
Oh, yeah.
Tribute for Yao Sapong, for
Daddy Lumba.
Who is going to do the Daddy Lumba tribute?
And then the tribute for Teddy Osei as well, for CB Sa.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of tributes.
Ebo Taylor.
So there are a lot of tributes this year.
I hope they pick right.
Interesting.
But like, did they state the people who are going to be doing the tributes?
They don't.
No, they don't. They don't.
And you see, that's another thing. I feel like the marketing and promotion of the events, it's not innovative enough,
right,
in the sense that we always promote the show with who the MC is going to be, and then the artist of the year conversation. But if you, for example, if you watch the Grammys, right, they are going to promote different aspects. You know, now they do this thing where all the new artists of the year perform back to back in succession.
Yep.
So they are promoting that. They are promoting their tribute section.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You even know who is doing it ahead of time. Yep. You know,
I actually want to know who will do the tribute for Ebo Taylor. And I really hope it will be Pat Thomas.
It is going to expose something.
Hope it's Pat Thomas. But Pat Thomas played with Ebo Taylor.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just the best way to do it. But the Lumba one will be exciting.
I can't wait to have...
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
A Chris Brown, Michael Jackson tribute for the BETs, like...
That level.
Yeah.
For Lumba. I don't know which songs from Lumba they're also going to do. Y'all better add Poison.
But who's the new, like, who, which artist now can...
Young Daddy Lumba.
Unless they go and pick his son, so...
I mean, right now, Young Daddy Lumba, we have Kojo Q, we have RC.
RC.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
But will they have him, though? You know, it's one thing... The gatekeeping and the access.
They need to
also
be daring.
There.
Like, you need to be daring to do some of these things. You need to be very daring.
Who is in the decision-making room is what we need to be.
Exactly, who is choosing these people?
So, best high life artist of the year. We have Famie. Hey, Kimpaluta.
Why are you laughing?
Why?
You know, last year, one of my biggest fears was, like, the people in my circle randomly shouting, Kimpaluta.
I do that a lot.
Like in my car.
No, but you know, I feel like Kimpaluta has such a great rise, and then he went to fight other things, and then everything has just gone down.
But the new song have Kimpaluta the musician without that drama, though.
Really?
That's true. Like, the music comes from the same place the drama comes from, if that makes sense.
So he's known for drama.
But not if you're
Kimpaluta.
Not
necessarily, no.
Not if you're Kimpaluta. You end up risking certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drama come if you're a certain caliber of artists are able to flirt with drama and get away with it. Yeah, but if you're Kimpaluta, it will go against you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Famie, Kimpaluta, Kwabena, Kofi Kinata, and Kwame Eugene is so wild that Kwabena is
Kwame Eugene
high life.
Kwame Eugene is inside.
Yes.
Wow.
But also, Kwabena is here because of Aso 2.
I don't think we've spoken enough about how iconic it is that it came back the way that it did, the song.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, definitely. If you look at it, even with R2B's coming back with Over, this resurgence of the
Aso
old...
2.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Aso 2.
I don't know, but...
It didn't work for you?
It didn't work for me. I feel like Favorite Story did well with the sampling of Aso itself than the Aso 2.
Really?
I'm still in and out about that sampling. Sometimes like, I like it, sometimes I'm not, like, it didn't gel.
I feel like the Fury Story one as compared to like the Aso 2.
The song itself.
Yeah.
I think Stoneboy saved it. Stoneboy saved it. And that's the part people sing.
Everybody
a lot.
Remembers
it. Everybody
lot.
Remembers
right.
That part.
Unless Stoneboy, but the song itself without Stoneboy.
No, I think Kwamno Kwamno did an excellent job.
Nah,
absolutely, and he didn't rely too much on the old one, and also it was like giving us an update. Thematically, he's telling you. But
don't you guys think it's been so long? Like, there's been so much time passed for something like this,
like for him to do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, Idi Kabasa did it with Olufumi, Style Plus, the reimagining of certain songs.
A TikTok and Kwame Eugene one.
Yes. That was actually a very good one too. But I'm just wondering if that's enough to give him Best High Life Artist of the Year.
Maybe they'll consider Kwabna Kwabna as Kwabna Kwabna.
Who's the other one?
I think this is Kinata's award to win.
What song was Kinata nominated for?
Highlight Artist of the Year. So we have Famie, Kim Paluta, Kwame Kofi Kinata, and Kwame Eugene.
Yeah.
I think this is Kinata's award.
Kinata did not do enough of what Kinata does last year for me. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did more in 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go for Kwame Eugene.
Hey. Is this so a controversial?
Kwame Eugene is fully a highlight artist. Kwame Eugene is now because what are you laughing?
He knows what I'm picking Kwame Eugene.
Please tell us why.
He knows what I'm picking Kwame.
Yeah, tell the class.
Is it Lamin Yawao? What's the name of the song?
Bro, I dislike that song so much.
Why?
Or is it Kata? Is it Kata?
I don't know, but I feel like Kwame Eugene being in there is probably because they were out of like people they feel.
I was wondering.
To be very honest. Like the year under review, I don't know what Kwame Eugene has done in terms of High Life.
Oh, guys.
Then why are you choosing him?
Out musical.
Yeah, he has been putting out music.
But it's not High Life.
Yeah. Like, no, let's know.
Oh, Lamin Yawao is not High Life. Oh, why are you laughing?
He's been putting out music, all right, but I mean, like, you're putting out music and then you're in a category of people who are making Aso 2, Famie, Kinata, and all of that. Come on. But I'm picking him because, he's tried. For his name alone being there, he's commendable enough.
No, guy, me, I've said this before. I have a lot of vim in Kwame Eugene. I don't know what I feel like, post link, he's still trying to, but.
Stuff.
But I think that's, I have a lot of vim in him, Charlie. I feel nice. I like it like that.
He's not going to get another Monica anytime soon.
Monica was very good.
Kwame Eugene, you have been challenged.
Mm.
Reginald doesn't think you can do it.
I don't think you are going to get another Monica anytime.
Yes, she can. Reginald is telling the camera.
I don't think so.
Don't be mad if we pick this for the channel.
I don't think so.
Okay, so best female vocal performance, Enam, Grace Charles from Team Eternity, that See Me Through. Niela is always in this category.
Mm. Yeah.
Show Me How to Love, Sina Soul, Breathe, Lordina the Soprano, Benito Queloji. Who is she?
She is so good.
Hey.
She is incredible.
This is actually my first time hearing of her.
You would actually wonder how a Ghanaian could sing like that. So I think I would go with her.
You go with her?
Yeah.
I don't think I know enough. I know Niela is a great singer. I know Sina is good, but I don't think
I know
the rest enough to.
I know Enam as well.
Yeah, I think Enam has done a lot this year. She's done so much.
So you guys think Enam will take it?
Not necessarily.
I think Sina.
I think she would deserve it.
Yeah, I think Sina should.
I don't want people to box Sina though, because I think she's really trying things outside of the. I feel like sometimes a lot of the women end up getting like female vocal voice because Efia for like 10 years just kept getting back to back.
To be fair, it was also in an era where she didn't have a lot of competition like that.
She did, especially in the gospel environment. But at that time, I think they weren't given a lot of consideration.
It's funny that dichotomy between the area senior and the gospel. It's always so funny to me.
Yeah.
I feel like the reason why the females get boxed in such categories is because I said it here last year, they don't do enough. They don't really do enough. That is why maybe for album of the year you get a Wendy in there because.
But how much Jackie of that deserved, is also a result Jackie's of in the there. Industry?
In the album there. But I think Tina should have been in the album there.
Yeah, ooh. I also think so. Yeah.
Did I lie?
Yeah, I also think she should have been in there.
Yeah.
But the conversation about like women, the women in music not doing enough, I was asking how much of that is also the industry's fault? Because I've heard, like I've been in the vicinity of conversations where someone is not willing to invest in a woman because it costs too much. Yeah. Hair, makeup and clothes. Whereas, you know, a guy can wear one pair of jeans, just change his shirts or even go topless.
That's interesting.
But with women, it's a lot more investments. And then the attributes, you know, the managing of women is more difficult. So I feel like the industry in and of itself treats them as this, you know.
Wow.
But elsewhere, women are moving it.
Yeah.
You know, I think this year onward, we're going to have the women really step up. So I'm seeing, especially in the indie spaces.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
that just if they're like, able to cross over, come.
Annabelle Rose. I don't think that the women have to really cross over. I think that there's going to be a shift where the audience itself is going to move towards Alte. Gradually, through the
Ghanaian audience.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
That'll be hard.
That's wishful thinking.
I think, really?
No, that'll be hard.
I think through Black Sheriff and through what's his name? The J.
They are men.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying generally.
Ghanaians still don't.
I think there's going to be a pull towards.
When
Amara
did her concert, right? It was so great and everything.
Did you see the kind of people at the concerts?
So this is the online conversation was, that about four concerts.
Sir.
Yes.
No. I mean, okay, fine. It depends on, but I think in terms of sound, I really think I feel like there's a way that we sort of lean onto mainstream sounds and make it a sort of crutch, and it's like like with Afrobeats and all this time, but I think the music is gonna start becoming a bit more challenging, and that's where indie music could come
if the key industry stakeholders or the decision makers, people radio in these positions, if they change. But if they don't change, it's a fact.
But the thing is that I work on radio. I've done radio for years. Look, I understand what Joseph is saying. The Ghanaian is just, they just love this thing and they love it so much that
they are not willing to.
Because for what reason should Over come back and do what it's doing now?
Yes.
You understand? It's just because Over has that high life sound that Ghanaians really, really like. Mm-hmm. You understand? I can tell you that.
And it's also nostalgic.
I can tell you that. They can play a lot of these
Annabelle Rose
and stuff on the radio. People would listen to it and be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Is she Ghanaian? Then she tries. They move on.
But they'll move on to what they like.
Nobody's
And every time I go to church, I laugh so much because when I'm in church, you know, they do this thing where they'll come and sing some elevation worship and everybody will then they'll just switch into some Ghanaian choral song like they're holding me a bedroom. Then everybody gets up and they're dancing. So you just know
I think resonance also plays a part in this.
Yeah.
Resonance really, really plays a part in this because if maybe my DNA and my sonic DNA, this is not what I grew up listening to. It's going to be very difficult.
The people in Jamestown, they have their own musical.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
They have their own music. So I'm just saying, I don't know.
I think there's just going to be a bit of an opening for them to get there.
I agree that there will be an opening.
There will be an opening, but it's not going to be like,
It's not going to be all out mainstream. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do think gradually. I don't know. I guess I just have a lot of confidence in the open.
You have to have that confidence.
No, it's good. I like that you have that confidence. But I'm just telling you that. you should go to one of these concerts, right?
Yeah.
And then these guys will do all their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And in those concerts, you realize that there are people who like this kind of musical.
Yeah.
Let the guys that, you know, the Alte guys finish singing and let them do one high life song and see what will happen.
I know they say nostalgia.
Usually not particularly nostalgia. But that's what you say, like the sonic DNA thing.
Yeah. It's just with you. You are used to like goosh, 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 right? And somebody comes to give you tana.
Yeah.
Best high life song of the year. Kofi Kinata, It Is Finished. Kim Paluta, Foko. Kwabna Kwabna features to Aso Remix, Amrado, OBAD, Kwame Eugene, Do Better. Oh, I can do better. I think I know this song. Highlight song of the year.
The first one.
It's finished.
It's finished.
It's finished, yeah.
Kofi Kinata?
Yeah, Kofi Kinata.
Oh, what about King Paluta?
King Paluta is there, yeah.
Foku.
Yeah, Foku. I like Foku.
I don't know that song, by the way.
How does Foku?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the Ewome.
Wait.
Foku is Ewome.
Yeah.
Really?
I know it's as Ewome on DSP too.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he says Foku in it.
But why did they write Foku? Because me, I know it as a woman.
Yeah, maybe they should label it properly, because I don't know.
It's Foku on Spotify, at least when I listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Foku. Yeah.
Okay. So between Kenyatta.
For me, I'll take Kenyatta since it's finished. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm ready to be Obiedi.
Ah, a woman. Wait, Foku does it feature Kwabena. Ah, see you. There's a woman.
Maybe it's different.
Or maybe it's a different song.
Let me
look for Foku and see.
Paluta Foku.
Hey, Paluta. Last year, there was this whole controversy where they said he couldn't have two songs in the same, what's it called?
Category.
In the same category.
I think last
Meanwhile,
year.
So this
Foku
year,
is another song.
Foku is another song.
This year, international feature, Molly has two songs in the same category. So why are we, where is shifting goalposts?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie.
Sarkodie has two songs in the Hip Life Song of the Year.
That's why you're so angry.
Status also counts for some of these things.
Why should it count?
And also, Somuje. Sometimes we don't have to forget the Somuje. Like you guys.
This is your Somuje.
Yeah, the Somuje really matters.
I'm going to be teasing out. I mean, this year's VGM. When somebody wins Somuje.
Like, thank you for, you hold this.
Mm-hmm.
Best traditional gospel song. Are you guys, plugged into the gospel scene?
No.
Joyce Blessing. Hey.
Hey.
Joyce Blessing has a song with King Paluta.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really behind.
Yeah.
PSCS Esther. Nyamie. Mabel Autry. So far, so good.
Mm.
Kofi Owusu Superpra featuring Diana Hamilton. Maseda. Celestine Donko featuring Diana Hamilton. Akofala. Paul Enana. Baba God.
I think it was, when I listened, I think it was a Baba God one that really, so I would go with that.
That you like or you
Yeah,
think
that's the one
win.
I liked. Oh, okay. I asked for the win there.
Because PSC Esther.
She might get it.
Don't ask me because me, I don't
listen. You know, me, I think these days a lot of the gospel awards, they just go to three people.
PSC
Diana Hamilton. And
who? Joyce.
Or Hima Mercy.
No, Hima Mercy hasn't been used properly in a while. But it's either Joyce, Diana Hamilton, or PSC Esther. So,
yeah.
And then in the year when Gifty was said, Empress Gifty. I'm sorry, Empress. The year when Empress Gifty released something, she also gets something. So
okay.
It's usually around.
My money is on PSC because that's the one that's coming. It's the woman I'm in.
This is so funny. I just go with the one you know.
Best hip hop song of the year. Okay, but, now this is where we are at. Best hip hop song. Black Sherif, Where Them Boys.
Shady.
Oh, yeah. Kenneth, Balenciaga. Sarkodie featuring Kwaku Smoke, Violence. Kwaku Smoke, Edu the Boga. Gunna Boy, same teams. Lalid, Mata.
So,
before we pick, was anybody snubbed?
I mean, RRJ was snubbed.
Should have been here.
RRJ.
For hip-hop.
Hip-hop. What song?
Put Them On God.
Yeah, I would have put it
Put
there.
Put Them On God. Yeah. And I think Medical should have been there. One of the songs from Disturbation 2.
So
whose fault is it that Medical is not there?
I don't know.
Is it his team?
I don't know whether it's a team or maybe it's the board. I don't know.
Because I'm definitely sure that they applied. But then this is one of those cases where they have to come and tell us what they used to pick.
Yep.
And they'll probably tell you that's radio play, shows, our board, then. Honestly, I'm really torn.
No, this is a hard.
This is a hard. So let me give you my opinion. I feel like Kwaku Smoke for Edu the Boga shouldn't be in this category.
Why?
Really?
Edu the Boga is not that tight of a hip-hop song to be in this category. Because we're like, you're ramping
I
shoulders
heard
with...
I was like, I've heard better from
him. You're ramping shoulders with Okenneth for Balenciaga. You're ramping shoulders with Where Them Boys. That when
same
it was released,
hymns.
Same teams.
Lalid.
The Matter.
Yeah.
Violence.
That song grew without people even knowing who he was.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, honestly, it's between Gunna Boy and Lalid for me.
Yeah.
I think Where Them Boys being tough and everything...
Mm-hmm.
They plan to give Blacko other things. So
it's between Blacko.
Really?
It's Where Them Boys and what's
Where Them Boys, Balenciaga.
I think Sarkodie. In terms of
for the love of hip hop, is between Balenciaga and Where Them Boys.
For the love of hip hop.
Yeah, quality wise.
I think the matter is does hip hop better than either. No. Okay, well,
it's between I get the Balenciaga. I honestly think that's him because they will give Black other things. So where them boys might not.
So
be.
You feel like they will do him some J2A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, Balenciaga, same things matter.
If not for anything, medical, if they are going to really do medical somoji, he should be in this category.
No,
like I'm serious.
No,
you should be in this category.
Which medical song are they going to give over these?
One of the songs from the Disturbation.
You can't even mention it. Look at these songs here. When, which one?
You were mentioning some Disturbation 2 song that he was rapping. You see, you want to put me on this one.
The song that he said that's Kwejima and you, you're in.
I'm in trouble.
No stopping. I think it's no stopping.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's between the two, like Word and Boys, and then.
That's Balenciaga. One you think should get the award.
Yeah, between the two, like I feel like it's the competition between the two is very tough.
So okay. not same teams.
No, my third is going to be Violence.
I said to be
same teams on the streets. Don't get me wrong, but for their board, I don't know if they know the impact same teams has.
Okay, let's look at the song. Christian has vocal lyrics. You know they always do that.
Seriously,
you know sometimes when push comes to shove, they'll be like, okay, no vulgarities.
Violence. One, Violence. Yeah.
I think Word and Boys is very creative. The delivery is very great in terms of if you're looking at hip hop and the innovation of it, he did it really well.
The production is also very
And then when
good.
You come to like street level,
yeah.
That's what Balenciaga edges him out.
Was Word and Boys like a bigger song than Balenciaga in Ghana?
No, Word and Boys was a big Okay, Word and Boys was big on Twitter.
Yes.
Because
people thought that was figure out who it was. Yeah.
It
but
was
Balenciaga on the streets.
On the streets.
Yeah.
But it's even
on the streets,
same
Balenciaga
teams.
Is,
even
yeah.
same teams. Because I feel like same teams.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I think.
And same teams is for like, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you know, like same teams is for the, it's for the Kuberia who's trying to get into hip hop. You know,
it's for the Akatani
that
he can't afford a certain lifestyle by selling Kube somewhere.
Ah, you do get it. So that's where same teams also comes.
Why is the Kube?
no. Like so like same teams for instance.
I'm per hip hop.
Because I actually found out that they get the coconut for free.
Sometimes they get it for cheap.
Yeah, no, apparently.
So yeah,
they go to people's houses
and
they just take it.
Profit margin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It comes to my house.
Oh, wow. Do you sell it to them?
My uncle, like, so they were, you're talking about music. But there was this time,
quick segue.
Yeah, one guy came to the house and he was like, oh, he has a boss. And then my uncle was like, but what could be, who's the boss? That's like, and could be, boss. So he, like, I think 3 trees, he took almost all of them down. And my uncle was like, oh, let me enjoy you there. Fuck off. Until now, like anytime he's in the neighborhood, he comes to thank my uncle.
Yeah. Capital Free.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Anyway, best Afrobeat song of the year.
Hey, so who are we picking for the hip hop song of the year?
Me, I'm picking Balenciaga.
I'm picking Balenciaga too.
I'm picking Balenciaga.
The Matter.
The Matter Lalit.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine if it's none of these songs.
it'll be Balenciaga.
Probably you'll just give it to Sarkodie.
Yeah, it'll be Balenciaga.
Yeah. That's Afrobeat
that one, the classic Somuji. Sarkodie always gets Somuji.
Yeah.
That one, he always gets Somuji. So.
We don't have anything against Sark Nation, by the way. We are just.
Oh, no. Like me, I love Sark, but.
Bro.
Your man is Somuji.
They are trigger happy anyway. Guy, we are missing that meaning, we don't cry. Everyone's saying, let me not even mention his name again. Okra Tom David. Even his fans came to attack me and I didn't know him.
Okra still has fans.
Hi! When I said I didn't know, I was like, who is that? Uh-huh. That's how come I knew that they call Gen Z the Indomie generation.
Because
they thought I was Gen Z.
Oh, Charlie.
Best Afrobeat song of the year.
Hmm.
This one is another tough one.
Another tough one.
Kojo Black featuring Kelvin Boy, excellent.
Mm.
Kiddy featuring Olive the Boy and Kojo Black, Gymnastic.
Mm.
Wendy Shea featuring Olive the Boy, Crazy Love. Mr. A, Olive the Boy is in everyone.
Yeah, he's in 3 songs.
I think when it's Afrobeat.
Yeah, Mr. Afrobeat. Drew featuring Olive the Boy, OMG. Last Meet featuring Kim Promise, Issues.
I like the Last Meet song.
I like Issues, but Issues is not up there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I like Issues too, but
Issues is not up there.
Okay, for me, it's Excellent, Gymnastic, Crazy Love.
I'll go with
Crazy Love is Mr. Drew, right?
Crazy, no, it's Wendy Shea.
Wendy Shea.
Crazy, things we are to do for you. Do for you. Hey, Wendy's having a good year.
I want to ask this. Are they nominating like these people because Olive is on the song? Because when you think about it,
Oh,
one category he's in there, like three on three different songs.
Because I think they are the top Afrobeats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like Excellence was everywhere, but okay, Olive is not on Excellence.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's on Gymnastic.
So the thing is, last year when I interviewed Olive the Boy, he said that he thinks that he is Afrobeats in Ghana.
That's what he said.
So I feel like this is just a representation of what he said.
I'm very close
to Afrobeats artist of the year.
Yeah, yeah, best Afrobeats.
He better be in there.
I'm very close to their team too as well. And every year it's just tunnel vision. Like Afrobeats. When they are even filing for nominations and stuff like that.
I think he doesn't have a bad verse.
At all.
Yeah, on anybody's song.
No.
They need to create a category for him. Best feature run of the year. Right.
Because last year his feature run was
top notch.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Last year he was dashing versus anyhow. Look at what he even did to Sarko DSU. You wouldn't expect it.
Bro, Olive, how much do you charge for a verse?
But
with this, I don't know. With this category, I'll just go with Excellence.
I'll go with Excellence.
I think Excellence was like
I agree.
Very, very popular.
It checks all the marks. It's very good too.
I agree with Excellence.
But if they want to do Sumuji, they might give it to Wendy for Crazy Love.
Or probably Kiddy.
They probably should.
Kiddy for Gymnastics.
Gymnastics is good, but it's not really strong like that as compared to Excellence and then Crazy Love.
Crazy Love, yeah.
No, this one, they shouldn't do so much for this category. You
know? Really?
But if they know that they're not giving Wendy the thing, they'll give it. Yeah, actually.
But they're not giving Wendy the thing.
What other category could she win, though?
Oh. But we all know that Wendy is not going to get Artist of the Year.
Oh, do we?
Do we know?
I know.
Okay. We are coming there, don't worry. Best Afropop. Okay, what is an Afropop song?
I think...
Because we have Black Sheriff, Sacrifice, Stone Boy, Giddy Giddy, Olive the Boy featuring Sarkodie Bent, Jackie Sankofa, Last Meet, Olivia. Which, by the way, so Jackie didn't make it into the best vocalist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that too. That's actually a very good point. I think there's an underrepresentation of Jackie.
She's not a vocalist. What are we doing?
She's very good.
Jackie can't sing more than Sina. She can't sing more than Enam. She can't sing more. And this is not a dig at Jackie, but let's be real here. Jackie is almost like comparing Asha to Tems vocals. You can't.
Asha, as in
Nigerian. Nigeria.
No, Nigeria's Asha.
Let's not do that. Yeah.
Oh, but they can both sing.
No, but Asa sings more than Tems.
Is it okay to say that everybody's vocal range and prowess is different, but not make it look like somebody sings better than somebody? Because, for example, look, Toni Braxton sings in a low register. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion can go high key, but I wouldn't say that Celine Dion is a better singer. They both sing well.
They both sing well, but we need to call a spade sometimes. And okay. We don't have to do that.
Okay,
I feel like Jackie makes good music though, but vocals, nah.
That's why she's not best vocalist.
Nah.
I see. Maybe they didn't even push
vocals
for it.
Are pretty technical.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, but Jackie don't even know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, After Midnight, solid album. Like,
absolutely.
Solid album. Yeah.
Like she really knows how to do that. And sometimes I feel like maybe she kind of like brings her dad to the studio to check a few things for her.
I have a reservation about the tape though, but.
No, I think she has good people.
I have some reservations about the tape. No problem with the tape. Yeah, After Midnight.
Yo, really? Mati, if we get there, we'll talk about it. But
this guy.
But you know, Afropop Song of the Year, I really, really like Sankofa. But Sacrifice was big outside Ghana.
Sankofa by who?
How can you say the album didn't do well for you? And you don't know one of the songs.
He has some reservation.
I have a reservation about it.
I don't think
I don't like. It's not like I don't like the album. I like the album, but I have my
own. Then you should remember
I have my own ears, and I'm saying,
so, okay, you Afropop, who are you going for? Sacrifice?
Actually.
Can you mention them again?
Ben is nice, so.
Ben is nice.
Can you go through that?
Okay, Sacrifice, Black Sheriff, Giddy Giddy, Stone Boy, Olive the Boy featuring Sarkodie Bent, Jackie Sankofa, Last Meet, Olivia.
I like Olivia.
I'll probably pick Olivia.
I like Olivia.
Really?
Really like
Afropop
Olivia.
Song?
Yeah, I'll pick Olivia.
It's Sacrifice.
I'm team Jackie on this.
I'll pick Olivia.
I see.
Baby, I'm on there.
I'll pick Olivia.
Yeah.
I'll pick Olivia. Yeah. I'll pick Olivia.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nah, Sankofa was it for me.
Yeah, for me it's Sacrifice.
Beginning to feel like I need another lover. find you today.
I really like how she leaned into her sexy in that album.
Like,
though.
Bro, let me tell you something. Jackie knows how to have a catchy hook.
Yeah,
there's
always
a part of the song that's stuck. Because I remember the first time I listened to this song, I'll just be randomly sitting there and I'll just bust
it was the same thing with me too.
Oh my god, I had a friend sing the TikTok.
She had the song Need Me. Anytime the song comes up, I do the guy who was singing on TikTok and he made that video.
Yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes. The one I the skinny guy I know. Yeah. See, I feel like this song is very close to your theme song, TGMA's. Hossa, hossa,
hossa, hossa.
So please, use my
girl. Do a remix.
Okay, best music video of the year. Honestly, I find it very interesting that they started giving awards to music video, but cool. Kojo Black featuring Kelvin Boy, excellent. That music video was nice. They gave us these, I don't know if it was AI or it was green screen.
Yeah.
It was nice. It reminded me of Harry Potter. You know, the moving pictures in the frame.
Yeah.
Like, Potter head. Directed by Henry Akong.
So wait, this category.
Henry Akong directed excellent.
Yeah.
This category, are they always going to the directors or the artists?
I think it's going to the directors.
Artists. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Henry. Shout out, Henry. I saw he did this video for, I think, Kojo Black and Oxlade. I didn't know he did excellent. Okay. Yeah. Black Sheriff Sacrifice. Mika Jagun.
Mika, yeah.
Medical, Welcome to Africa.
Ha, that's the song I was telling you
X-Bills,
about.
X-Bills Ebenezer.
Yeah, that video is so good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Stoneboy Shine. Yao Skyface. Samini featuring Soweto Mas Kwachana. That's also Yao Skyface.
That video is good too.
Put Him on God, David Duncan.
Oh.
Tight.
Mika.
I can't pick.
Mika.
I can't pick.
Mika.
For Sacrifice?
Yeah, Mika.
Well, it depends on what they are looking at.
The Sacrifice video.
Yeah. Depends on what they are looking at. Because I feel like Excellence was very tech heavy.
Sacrifice too, actually.
Yeah, Sacrifice too, actually.
Yeah, it's got a lot of CGI stuff.
CGI stuff. But I'm saying Mika because I feel like when I say we on the multi side, we need it.
Okay.
I think Mika has done a lot.
Yeah, we need it.
Mika, I think Mika has done a lot in the last year. So
look at what Mika even did for Promise with Charlie Poppy.
Yep.
I feel like, I was hoping you mentioned a music video that was directed by Nicole Sedo, but
yeah, we didn't get that. Yeah.
But yeah, Mika.
Best male vocal performance of the year. This is a category that is always overlooked. Isiama Akoma, Dion Boache. Dion Boache, Time Life Sessions, Perez Music by Prayer, Josh Black, Catch 22, Kyle Clotty, Yehoah. I only know Isiama.
I also know Perez and Dion Boache.
Dion Boache. Perez Music.
Is it artist or?
But wait, is it for gospel people? Because the people in that gospel.
Yeah.
How many male vocalists?
Oh, well, there's Reynolds, the Gentleman. And,
oh, man. I don't know if Reynolds submitted.
Did he submit?
I don't know. But just if you made best male vocal performance and then you put gospel people there, in some way.
But Isiama can sing. Don't play.
Is he a gospel artist?
No, he's not.
I know Dion is also not a gospel artist.
Yeah, Dion is not.
Time Live Sessions. YouTube. Best Afrobeat, Afropop Artist of the Year. Okay. Wendy Shay, Kiddy, Kojo Black, Olive the Boy, Jackie Molly.
Olive the Boy.
Hands down. Let's not even do too much. Best rap performance of the year. Strongman. Men say that. Kojo Q, Abebrese. Why are you laughing? Lyrical Joe, 5th August 9.
Nah.
Joe K, 4GG. Medical, Welcome to America. Sarko de Violence.
Welcome to Africa, America.
Welcome to Africa.
Africa, the roots of America. Ghana way. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Best rap performance. Kojo Q.
I think for that is for me it will be between Kojo Q and
Medical. He deserves it. I also don't think he's gonna win in any of the other categories that
Kojo.
Yeah, Somujimo. I don't think they'll. Yeah, I think they should. I mean,
probably no, it won't be Somujimo.
This is well deserved.
It's well deserved for like his entire discography. You know,
I think that the decision to have Ofuriam Ponsa on the track might win him some favors on the board.
Hip Life.
Yeah.
For Hip Life, I feel like Tone Tone Tin has a very, very...
No, but the rap performance
of Abre Brasile. The rap performance of Abre Brasile is also really sick. Hmm.
Abre Brasile is with Famille, right?
Yeah.
I think between the two of them.
Strongman?
Nah, for me, it's Kojo Q and Medical.
Lyrical Joe. Yeah. I see that
too. I feel like... I don't know. I've not heard a song from Lyrical Joe in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like... I don't know, like, he should be a little bit innovative when it comes to 5th August. It's been 9 seasons. It's been 9 years since we've been doing 5th August. It should be something else. I'm not saying change it to, but...
You are finished saying a thing.
I'm not saying you should change it to, but... You see, like, if you are doing something for, like, 9 years, because every year we know that there's 5th August coming from you. But sometimes, like,
I didn't know, but cool.
Every year, that's his birthday.
It's similar to the Hard Part, the Hard series by.
But then you see with that one,
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah,
that one, there was a time where, like, he featured his label mates and all of that. So there was that. But if it's every time and I'm coming to listen to, I'm pulling up with a crew, but I don't drink beer. You can call me. It's some way. I'm trying to state his bars though. But
I do want to say the punchlines in rap can be a bit gimmicky. It can feel like...
Yep. In whose rap?
In rap in general.
It can be somebody's thing. Like for a big Joe Frazier.
Finish it.
It's too much. Finish like it. Sometimes you
I
need to...
Actually. No,
you
no,
need to
I,
evolve.
I,
you need
I,
to like...
I agree with you. I
switch
think
things up.
Sometimes they focus
things
too much
together
on
and get a punchline. It's
they focus
pretty
too
easy
much
though.
On, like, someone like Kwesi Amawuga, for instance.
And Lyrical Joe. And Lyrical Joe. Let's not do that. Lyrical Joe.
How do you guys rate? Oh yeah, that's Medical saying that I used to be a fishmonger, but I'm not selfish.
I listened to the album. When you said you liked it, I was like, my problem with it is that the punchlines are too many.
Yeah.
Give me a story. It started with a story, but it didn't really go on with it, I think. After like 3 songs.
I enjoyed it.
So, I feel music right now is almost microwave, unless you're a purist. And with rap, the purists, sometimes they don't really like certain things. To be very honest, right now, I feel like even if you're a rapper, you should be able to tell a story. It doesn't have to rhyme.
I just think that rap in and of itself, right,
mm-hmm.
is not very, Ghanaians don't gravitate towards it easily, right? So the people who are doing it in the local languages and mm-hmm. things, they even get people to listen to them a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much.
But Amiuga does it in a local language setting still.
And he has a following.
He makes it
Ghanaians love rap.
Gimmicky a little.
Oh, Ghanaians love rap.
Ghanaians love rap.
Yeah. Papa.
Sad. They love it.
Rap.
Yeah. Listen. It's not all of them.
Best highlife artist of the year. Famiye Kimpaluta, Kwabna Kwabna, Kinata, Kwame Eugene. Hey, Kwame Eugene.
I think we've gone through this.
Highlife artist of the year. Have we done it already?
Yeah, we've done highlife artist of the year.
Songwriter. Let's go songwriter. Black Sherry for Sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Kofi Kinata for Have Mercy 2. Kofi Boham for Take Me Home. Kojo Q for Abre Brasile. Akwaboa for Obinim.
Mm.
Stoneboy for Send Them a Prayer. I don't know enough of this to pick.
Abre Brasile, I don't know. When you mentioned Sacrifice, I felt a certain kind of way because I feel like it should be Suma Ubi instead of Sacrifice.
I was going to say, Sacrifice is not even his strongest writing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should have been Suma Ubi instead of Sacrifice.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel because Sacrifice was so big outside mm-hmm. Ghana, they are pushing Sacrifice everywhere. But there should have been a little bit of, you know, because Suma Ubi is such a record. In fact, Suma Ubi is... The way
that song grew on me.
And it's very Iron Boy.
It has that, it creeps up on you, yeah.
It was the first song I heard of the album anyway. So I just loved it.
Yeah, it's timeless.
I didn't feel like Sacrifice is the best writing that Blackwell has done, especially on that project. So I would lean towards Abre Brasile on this
one. Also lean towards Abre Brasile.
Yeah, I think I'll give that too.
Collaboration of the year. Kojo Black featuring Kelvin Boy, excellent. Top contender. Kidi, Olive, Kojo, Gymnastics. Wendy Shea, Olive the Boy, Crazy Love. Sakonia, Quick Smoke, Violence. Medical Shatawele, Shoulder.
Shoulder.
Really?
It's Shoulder.
I think it's Violence.
No, Shoulder. Really?
Yeah.
Shoulder.
I really like that collab.
Shoulder is excellent, I swear.
It's Shoulder.
Really?
Yeah, Shoulder.
Shoulder.
Collaboration of the year.
Shoulder.
Is Medical performing?
We don't know. Do we know the performance?
He I think he should.
Do they announce the performance?
They don't. They never announce the performance.
Really?
So how are people going to look forward to that
one? Of this show,
international. They just want you to come.
Cool. Cool, though. You know, people are happy to be there.
They just want you to come.
International collaboration of the year. So we've got Molly and the crew for Shake It to the Max. Fireboy and Black Hole for So It Goes.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Shea. Too Late remix with, I don't know how to mention these names. Then we have Last Made featuring TML Vibes for Meat for Corner. Kim Promise and Mr. Easy for See What We've Done. Molly featuring Tyler for Body Go.
When did See What We've Done come out?
I mean,
wasn't it late last year?
Yeah, it's a few months ago.
The time when you got married. So is it part of the last consideration? You mentioned something.
What do you call it?
No, that one is for the year prior.
Waving of the whatever. I mean, I feel like international collaboration of the year. First of all, Mr. Easy to me is Ghanaian.
It's true though.
Yeah, so I'm not. We're going to shelve that for now.
Molly didn't win anything last year.
You're going to shelve Mr. Easy.
Molly has to win.
I do think that international collaboration of the year. Molly shake it to the mat.
Yeah.
Molly has to win this year.
Okay, for what the song is and what the song did for Molly and then Ghanaians, it should be Shake It to the
Even
Max.
Being nominated for an American Music Awards right now, I think it's Shake It to the Max.
But we are also overlooking Last Made and TML. We are overlooking. We are overlooking.
How does that song go?
Baby, you for me to me for a corner.
Yeah, I like that song.
I know. You know,
I think, you know, the thing about Last Made is that he makes earworms.
Yes.
So, like, you're just there. You know that you heard the song before, but you...
I mean, I'm waiting for you to get to the album of the year because I have strong reservations.
Okay, you there. Let's just move on. Best Urban Contemporary Gospel Song of the Year. Unim, we don't have a dog in this fight.
Song of the Year.
Best Reggae Dancehall Artist of the Year.
Okay, I think I have one. You want to go? Okay.
Erabna Ebefa, Kofi Osu Prepra, Big God Afro, Diana Hamilton, The Good Place, Scott Evans, Ready, Kofi Kari Kari Stamina, Carl Clotte featuring Luigi McLean.
Who's Kofi? Kofi Who's Super Prize? Is that 1,000?
No. 1,000.
No, he's Nanaya or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I'm not interested.
I think the Diana Hamilton one.
He's the only one who makes contemporary gospel for me.
So Diana Hamilton?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I get it. I just want to move on to Best.
Not just hell. The song itself is very good.
I'm serious, bro. Like,
Best Reggae Dancehall Artist. We have Samini Stoneboy and Ras Kuku. Now, Ras Kuku.
When I saw the nominations, I was like, they phoned it in.
Hi.
So it's Stoneboy.
Stoneboy.
Yeah.
Best Gospel Artist, PSCA, Diana, MOG, Kofi Osuprepra, Mabel Otre, Nanaya Ofori-Atta.
Diana Hamilton.
You think, well,
damn,
why
man. I don't like, think why did they put 1,000 at the contemporary?
They should have used one of his songs. Because Gospel Artist of the Year, it has to go to either PSC or Diana.
But that's daring from him, though.
Yeah. Diana, we move.
If people forget that MOG was a masturbator, then they will vote for him.
Oh, man.
MOG was a vote.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. Don't hop back.
No, I heard it, but I wanted to make sure.
Album of the Year. Iron Boy, Black Sheriff. Stoneboy, Torture. Jackie, After Midnight. Medical Distribution 2. Wendy Shea, Ready. Quaker Smoke, Walk With Me.
Why isn't there some sexy songs for you? Why isn't there?
Wait, there's no Kojoku.
No, there's not. Wow. There's no Kojoku. There's no Ara. Yeah, there's no Ara.
This is the category that started the fight between Medical and Kojoku. This is the category.
Because there's no Kojoku, there's no Ara, there's no Last Mid.
Last Mid has an album.
He dropped a tape last year with TML Vibes.
Oh, that whole thing.
Yes.
It's in that whole thing.
No, but Ara. Come on.
Yeah.
Cover me. Put them on God.
He's not nominated at all in any of them.
I was aware of the beef between Medical and Koji Sheldon.
No, I've seen that.
That's what started this. Okay. Because he said we should remove a distribution 2 and put the Odyssey there.
Sir.
Yes, that's what started the beef. But yeah, so album EP of the year.
But what's the criteria for this? I want to know.
Once
so,
again.
Popularity. So one thing I've heard about it is the... You need to have, I think, at least 2 hit songs on the album.
Put 'em on God.
Yeah, that's one of the.
Is Alaji Poppins on the song, right?
Put 'em on God, Alaji Poppins, Talisman.
Cover me.
Cover me.
Yeah. Oh, and then I know the sleep.
Yeah. There's one with O'Kenneth and B-Strap.
Yeah. So if we're going to go with Q's tape as well, 2 hits.
Q-Step, 2 hits, Abrebese and Tontonting.
Abrebese is not on the table.
Abrebese is not on the tape, actually.
Yes, because it didn't fit the tape.
Yeah, Abrebese is not on the tape.
So Tontonting.
Okay, wait. Okay, 2 hits. Let's go. Iron Boy, 2 hits.
Sacrifice. I don't know any song from
that. So...
I'm
sorry.
Jackie, Midnight.
Okay, so Sankofa.
Sankofa.
So Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain. Yeah, Fire on the Mountain. The song with Shatta is a great one. She has a song with Koje Radical.
Mm-hmm. She has a song with Black, but I don't know if that song.
Six Lakhs. Disturbation 2. Oh, I have so many.
Go.
Disturbation 2.
It's Showdown. Showdown Disturbation 2.
Showdown.
Yeah, it is. I think they added it.
Sometimes. Showdown. Ghana Boy.
But nah, I feel like Kojo Q, Ara Deji, and Last Made not being in this category. Because to be very honest, for album of the year,
travesty.
Someone like me, right?
You're a purist.
When I was doing my music journalism.
You're a purist.
Not only that, but I live for coherent albums.
Okay.
That's why you're a purist.
Yes. Kojo Q's tape was very coherent.
Yes.
Ara Deji, very coherent. Last Made.
You know what I've realized? Say for Sarkodie and maybe Blacko, I don't think that Ghanaian artists
make.
Actually, the way he's looking at me, I'm excluding the greats like Lord Kenya Dempsey. Mm-hmm. But for the last few years, I don't think coherence is a theme in Ghanaian albums.
It is so, especially if you are, it's a thing if you are, because right now we don't deal with our people because all your distributors are not in Ghana. You have distributors from New York who, it's a lot. When they are going to distribute to them, they're going to listen to your tape. They are going to the track selection. All of these things play a part. I wonder if the authentic.
Be authentic to where you're coming from.
No, so like it needs to be coherent. That's why I'm making an album. That's why it's not a single. So your album should be able to tell a story. When I'm listening to your tape, it should take me on a journey. That's why when you listen to
Kani.
Kani. When you listen to Kani, you feel like, oh shit, I've lived in Bantama before. Kani. When you listen to the Odyssey, you feel like, oh, okay, cool. It makes sense that Finding Nemo, and now we are here.
Even Finding Nemo not even being submitted last time, Kara was crazy.
So right now, I don't know whether it's between the team that didn't submit or they submitted and then they didn't mind.
So the Ara part, I want to understand. Is it that they couldn't find a category to put Ara in?
Oh, come on.
They've written an open letter. Nobody has responded to them. These are the issues.
That means they did submit.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
And they didn't make it in the category.
See, sometimes so you need to question. Have friends inside the room. Sometimes. Oh, man.
All right. So now we have Best New Artist of the Year. Kojo Black, Ghana Boy, Lalit, and Adum Kiki. I think this is the Kojo Black.
Who is Adum Kiki?
I tried to listen to all of them. Ghana Boy, Adum Kiki.
Lalit.
But I want to know who Adum Kiki is.
No.
Is it Best New?
Best New Artist.
Oh, okay. It's the unsung that I listened to.
Adum Kojo Black. Kiki. Kojo Black.
Yeah, it's Kojo Black.
Yeah, I think this is Kojo Black's to win.
And I think he sitting it out last year. That was a very good.
Oh, I think Adum Kiki is a gospel artist.
Mm. That was a very good move from him.
Adum Kiki brings the worshipper within. Okay. Or your gospel artist.
Amen. Adum, sorry, why?
Yeah. Ekoju Black.
Because last year he sat it out. He didn't want to compete with anybody.
Last year
he didn't foul. He just sat it out.
Okay, well, most popular song of the year.
Eesh.
Gymnastic.
Shoulder.
Sacrifice. Excellent. Shoulder.
Oh, shoulder.
Olivia. Shake It to the Max. PAC Estes Nyameye, Kim Paluta.
You're having a change of mind there.
Shake It to the Max is such a strong contender.
But here's my thing with Shake It to the Max. For TGMA's most popular song of the year, you can make an argument that was it Ghana popular?
It was Ghana popular.
It was Ghana popular.
It was Ghana popular to a certain extent.
But
it wasn't Ghana popular as compared to Excellent and Shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If you are looking at it, should win.
Yeah, bro. No, to be very honest, Ghana Popular, you should be able to go to Jamestown and play that song there, and then they'll be able to jam with you. Because those people, they have their own music industry.
They can play Shoulder.
They can play, that's what I'm saying at Ghana Popular.
I don't think I can hear Excellence in Jamestown. I'll hear Shoulder.
You hear Excellence.
I will hear Excellence.
Yes,
maybe when they are testing their speakers. But to jam.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. No, like maybe when they are testing their speakers and stuff like that. Yeah, you hear Excellence because that's not the kind of song like they play there, to be very honest. Jamestown, Teshi, La.
Yeah, they have their own.
Yeah, they have their own music industry. If I have money, I'll invest in them. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's a whole industry.
Yeah, it is. It'll be really great for Molly. Honestly, I don't see them giving two awards to Molly. If they give an international collaboration, would they give a
most popular? I don't think Shake It to the Max.
Yeah, it's Shoulder.
I don't think it's between Shoulder and Excellence.
But if you put in Shatawale and Medical.
Oh, sure.
Also, Charlie Dengo fiercely they no go award medical or something. So, because right now, he then your man to be buddies. Yeah, so, maybe after that, I watch you know some TikTok live or some Instagram live from your man.
Oh, no, but you could get a. I think you get
so,
a popular song.
So, that is if they don't play their cards well, because your man, he has a short fuse too, as well. So,
which man?
We know. Record we don't mention his name. It's like
you
Voldemort.
Know, do you know he has a new name now like that Voldemort. They call him? I forgot him. I was watching Streets is Watching. They have a new name for him.
Which name?
I forgot the name. Hey. Record of the year.
Don't mention his name. Have you seen Harry Potter, right?
He who must not be named.
Yeah, you don't name
him. Record of the year. Samini featuring Soweto Masqua, Chana, Akuma by Isiama, Enam, Afa, Soul Winners and Joe Metal for My Good, Rama Black, Kwame Machu, Kwabna Kwabna, and Sonya Meye.
You see, this is one of my issues. In my research, some of the categories didn't come up. Because I was really trying to listen to every single person, but I didn't find some.
What category is this?
Record of the year. That's what I was asking.
Kwame Machu.
Record.
Charlie Ghana, we're be serious, Charlie. Kwame Machu.
Do you know, I don't know whether it is Kwame Machu, the name of the song or the artist, because there's Rama Black, Kwame Machu. So which one is which?
I think Kwame Machu is a song.
Wait, let me see.
And it's in Record of the Year.
Why not?
Charlie.
Why not?
Oh no. The artist is Rama Black.
Yeah.
Kwame Macho.
And the song is Kwame Macho.
And I mean, you could.
But they consider the song.
But you've not heard the song.
But you've not heard the song, girl.
So you don't know.
What do you think it could be about, though?
Record of the Year.
Record of the Year.
Record of the Year.
And it is there with Samini's Chana.
I've actually heard Chana. Yeah. And I think it's a.
I think it might win.
Maybe they'll give to Samini.
Yeah, I think it might win. Yeah,
I think that's
because the production is good. Yeah. So if maybe Record considers those things,
like or maybe the technical, they go the technicalities.
Yeah.
Of it.
Record, so I think it's a Samini.
Record is like a Record actually focuses more on quality than popularity.
Yeah, so I think.
So Kwame Macho is like quality. I have to listen to it.
We have to listen to the song because I actually didn't know about it.
After here, we'll listen.
Audio Engineer of the Year. Francis Kweku Osei Chana, Akoma Kwame Yibua, Samuel Lai Otu for My Good, KC Beats Afa, Robo the Beat Scientist, Kwame Machu, Daniel Gru, and Sunja Meye. Bro, I don't know any
audio engineer.
Okay, I know.
What does
know
that
Kwame
mean?
Yibua.
Like, what does the audio engineer mean? Your boo beats, and I say, like,
maybe the
on your recording.
The mastering or something.
I want to know.
Okay, let me do a quick Google.
It's like producer of the year, sort of.
I think there's producer of the year.
There's producer of the year too.
I think so.
Okay. Audio engineer is a technical or creative professional responsible for capturing, editing, mixing, and reproducing sound for music.
Okay.
So mixing, mastering.
And arrangements and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I guess.
So I don't know the people on there, so I'll just keep quiet.
All the best to you guys.
Yeah, all the best, all the best.
Artist of the year.
Mm. Is that
Black
the final
Sheriff,
one?
Yes. Medical, Stone Boy. Wendy Shea, Sarkodie, Diana Hamilton. Yeah. You know, Kwesi Atta was in Made in Ghana's stream and he said that if Blacko doesn't win, they'll riot.
I can see that. I can feel that, alhamdulillah.
They are not going
out to
riot tomorrow.
But I also find it very interesting because I remember when the Wedding Boys came out.
They thought he was talking.
They thought one of them was targeted at him. So maybe this is. His way
reconciliation.
Of saying, hey, we are cool.
Not necessarily.
Even
but
Sheriff shouted him out in the Kafui Day interview.
Before the tape dropped, you'd see Kwesi put up a tweet about Blacko. You see Blacko put up a tweet about Kwesi. I don't think there's, I don't know more, but I don't think there's animosity between the two of
maybe
them.
There is. Maybe
I think
like,
there
maybe,
was.
Maybe it's like a. It's like what J. Cole did with Kendrick.
Okay. Maybe something like that. Or maybe it's between...
If like, you like you jab small, where you go hide, where you see, okay. You go lose. So
okay.
You see, yeah,
unless
like
that's...
That.
Really?
But can we talk about Wendy Shea?
Yeah. Honestly, I would be very happy.
Yeah, I think she's had a great year, Charlie. Wendy Shea.
Wendy Shea has a show at Kaswa every Christmas.
No, no, I mean, yeah.
Packs it out.
Yeah.
And look, I met a Ugandan last year. And then when I said I was from Ghana, you know, the first thing he said, it's too late.
Yeah. I think one of the remakes, no, one of the ladies is from Uganda. I think.
Because I said I'm from Ghana. This is the first time I've not gotten any of the other Ghanaian things. People will say something like Asabwa, Gian or whatever.
Gian.
He just started doing, it's too late. I said,
wait, but Too Late didn't make the nominations at all.
No, it's in there. One of the
collab, yeah, international collab.
Yeah, it's not a collab. See,
the album is also very good. Yeah. I listened to the album. Is the very album is good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. You know.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. But the, my man, purest man.
Oh, no. me, I'm very happy Wendy Shay is in the album of the year category. Because Wendy works so hard. She consistent. Works so
and
hard.
She bounces back very well. She I really works love that. So
hard. I think she's the most consistent.
Oh no, yes. She's very, very consistent.
And, she works so
and if you
hard.
Look at like when she started up until yeah. this point, it's been,
me, well, I, like I, she I, had to fill a void.
Yeah.
And you see, I think that's where the problem with Ghanaians was.
Yeah.
Because it's like somebody is gone and now you're like.
I love like he had person's... that. I had that reservation. I was like, exactly. why are they replacing her? Why?
And I feel like that's what Bullet didn't do well.
He didn't do well.
Because Wendy was a whole different person. He should have brought Wendy out as a whole different person.
Because I think it has become very obvious that Bullet doesn't write for her anymore.
Yeah.
If you look at it, look, when she came out with Uber Driver, are you serious?
If
you look at Bullet's writing, is very.
Is it the innuendos?
The innuendos, right?
Marina songs like Crazy Love and stuff,
But when you listen to the lyrics now, Crazy Love.
Yeah, it feels like it's coming from her.
It's too late. Yeah.
No, but you see, the thing is that I've always said that Wendy, as an artist, she didn't need all of that to become. Because I listened to. When she was in that space when Bullet was still, she was doing all those innuendos.
She's still with Rough Town, right? But she's left.
I don't know.
I don't know.
In fact, where is Bullet?
Bullet is there. Is he still managing her? I don't know. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, it's very silent on that part.
Because Wendy had a song with Eno Baroni and her
verse. Remember that song.
Her verse was so good. I was like, if you can sing like this and you can write this. Why are you?
Sometimes it's not her. Sometimes Bullet forces.
No, I mean she was entering the scene right after Ebony, and that was
she had to fill a gap.
That formula kind of worked for her. So I think, and to be fair, it's vanilla or chocolate. It did well. Oh, you can remember that song.
I remember.
When Wendy came into the scene, her first 3-4 songs, they were hits.
Oh, no. Yeah. Her first 3-4 songs were so good.
And they were all innuendos.
Yeah.
It worked. But for one thing I've learned, for stuff like that, you need to have a personality. And Wendy's personality was not really matching that of Prisma.
The body was.
And she evolved past it.
Well, you know. I think right now she's doing good for herself. Yeah. But she being nominated in the Album of the Year.
Yeah, Album of the Year, Artist of the Year. I think she's had an incredible...
For me, I really think that Artist of the Year, you know, Wendy... Okay, do you guys... The PR game, okay, let's... Because it always kills me when Artist of the Year comes around and all of their representatives are going around. Yeah. Like, Medical's team, I think, is it...
NYB.
NYB.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really pushing. Stoneboy. Who's pushing for Stoneboy?
Stoneboy's PR is Vida.
Vida.
Yeah. And I think she's also doing her bit. But you know that thing where in some years you just know that
you know the inside.
You know really the inside. Yeah.
You
so,
relax,
like,
yeah.
So for instance, like last year, Stoneboy was like
But this year.
But like very upfront wanting the award. But this year it's cool like, because it kind of knows that.
Yeah. I'm not seeing energy from Sark for it.
Oh, Sark on himself.
Yeah.
I think for Sark, the main thing will be the
maybe hip-hop rap and
the two rapaholics that he did in Kumasi and then this one.
And the one that's coming.
And then the one that's coming as well. So
I think Sark and Stone, they kind of know that this is not their year.
You see, the thing is that Sark is like Messi. He would always be in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that it will be between Medical and Black Shirt, really.
But the people really pushing Medical, Wendy, and Black Shirt.
Oh no, Medical, he has to push. Medical has to push because to do that concert he did at the stadium,
yeah.
You know, that like with regards to like everything around the concert, he went to do a concert at the O2. Mm-hmm. His album was good. Mm-hmm. He's had some really good songs.
I have to bite my tongue. You know? I'm so sorry. No, Black Sherif actually has done a lot. What?
I just remember like,
the concert at the stadium.
No, but you see, I was looking at you. I was waiting for you to come to me.
No, I'm so sorry.
I think because he has received, you know, it feels like he's got it before. He doesn't need anymore.
Yeah, because he has got it before. In my mind, I was like, okay. No, but it's true. No, stop. Iron Boy, yeah.
Yeah, no,
he did the world tour.
Yeah.
He came and then he concluded at the sports stadium.
Yeah.
He's the strongest contender to me. Everybody else.
Blacko should get album of the year. Are we on artist of the year?
Artist of the year now.
He should get album of the year and artist of the year. To be very honest, when he dropped the album first week in April, right? In Ghana, we don't really have a lot of artists who are intentional about their craft. The moment he dropped it, you go on YouTube and the lyrics are all
The rollout was immaculate. The theme, from
like an insider, they had to send some of these footages to Brazil to break it down and stuff like that.
Bro, they shot those visuals all over the world though.
It was like,
and the producers on that album are world-class Grammy nominated. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And it's visually cohesive.
We are saying that's just Black Sherif just because he released in April era. And then he sometimes it doesn't really dabble in the whole industry stuff.
Yes, I was just gonna say that I think the reason why maybe I kind of forgot was that Blacko is the only one who hasn't kind of like assigned some PR person to be going around doing the talking
for him. He
has his voice. But you know how like we can see the other people. I remember last year like this Tilly was all over for King Promise.
Yeah.
And I've not really seen that from Blacko. Really
interesting.
Yeah.
I think he has to. He has to because for the year he's had.
Maybe he doesn't want to play that game.
No, but for the year he's had, he should be artist of the year.
I think he's the easy choice. Yeah. Anybody else has to campaign,
Because look at the album. Mm-hmm. How many songs from his album was on top of the charts for how long?
Bro, I remember when it dropped. Yeah.
And then they were saying he was stream farming. Yesterday, Toxic Love City.
Yeah,
that's my favorite song ever.
Toxic Love City re-entered. Is it Apple Music?
And I mean, Toxic Love City.
Yeah. Toxic Love City, part one, part two, Body.
I don't like Body that much.
You're a hater, man.
I don't like Body that much. Because I feel like with Body, the instrumentation on Body, that guy was supposed to wrap his head off. I went to do
No.
Would you always be here?
What?
What it needed.
I'll call a field for you right now.
Actually, it's Blacko's
to win.
Blacko. Mm-hmm.
And so
it's Blacko's to win.
Lose. Yes.
To lose.
And it's his to lose if he doesn't.
If he doesn't.
But do you really think that award, the PR influences the award?
Sometimes.
Hey.
I wait. Is medical going for like TGME tours and stuff like that?
I don't know, but medical is pushing hard.
No, like normally before the hours, they do this tour where they go to. Is he doing easy parts?
No, I've not seen him.
Because sometimes CGM Java House, if they will give you some award, they'll let you do something.
You have to go and play with them some more.
You only know that you win an award if you perform at the nominees jam. Even when I go for that, I see that some poor people.
Do we ever have someone get album of the year and artist of the year?
I don't know.
Because I
think
like
Sapere has also said it before.
It seems correct. If you have the album of the year, you had actually, you know, when they did that thing where they gave
five star
album of the year, and then they gave Black
Hole. I didn't understand it.
You know, food. Come on, guys.
The villain I never was.
Because he also Charlie. That's the thing. There's so much there. It is every year.
But they needed promise for the next two years.
They needed promise for the next 2 years.
Also, they have to string him along.
Yeah. That's what they'll do. That's why I'm asking if some artists are doing the whole TGMA tour performing at certain places. They need you.
Do you think it's because like there's an absence of like the big stars now? So now they always want to make sure that they have at least one or two.
But they have to come.
Business.
Yeah, if they don't come.
If you keep playing, the product is dying.
Mm. So they have to.
It's not where product.
They have to.
Anyway, so this is it. So your artist of the year, Blacko, right?
Yeah.
We're all doing Black Hole.
Kwame Eugene is not here, right?
No, he's not. My God. Damn. He's not. Kwame, you say you don't like Lamin Yawao. Is it Yawao?
What
is Lamin Yawao?
Why?
Yamao.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. That last song, I was really hurt. Kwame, like, when he said, Skata is about to drop. Like,
with what machine?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. You know, when you leave Lynx, right? That's that Lynx curse thing. And I think they are finding their footing. You can see Kiddy's putting in the work and Kwame's also putting in the work. So we're going to see how it plays out for them without the label push. Say it. You say it.
Kiddy is putting in the work because he has people around him who knows what it takes to get this done. It may not be on the scale of Lynx, but Kwame right now looks like a lone wolf.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kiddy has people around him.
Yeah.
Kwame himself. So maybe Kiddy will get here. Kwame won't be able to get there. But you might think it's a case, but it's really the music business. It's just the business.
No, it is the music business because the thing is that whether like Lynx had a push. I remember when they were like Miss V, Kwame Eugene and Kiddy.
Mm-hmm.
They were
everywhere.
They are sending radio stations saying when they drop a song, they play it like 500 times a day.
Yep.
So whether you like the song or not, by the end of the day,
you are singing it. Yeah.
They
had
a roster.
They had a roster. You can be there. It'll be like, oh, Mitsu Nkacho. Oh, Odia Yo, Odia Jiwe.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
but we didn't talk about the MCs.
But we know who they are.
No, but you said you didn't want who.
I was saying that we've done the same.
Bro, they should bring Chris Atto back.
I watched Chris Atto because I just wanted to watch him.
Hey.
I don't remember him.
Girl, follow him on Instagram.
I'm not saying he should come back. I'm just saying.
No, Chris, I like Chris watching him. You know, Chris is busy. I think when he came back, they had to do the whole marketing of he's coming back and everything. That's done. I do think we are forgetting that the MCs have to keep us entertained throughout that. Because there's always going to be technical difficulties. There's always going to be delays. There's always going to be. So we need to start working on MCs that are willing to tell a story. The legacy faces is enough. You know? And then you come, they go and change. You're looking really splendid now. Thank you. You too, Chris.
I think we might have some influencers hosting this year.
Will AJ be there? I don't think
so. The last time AJ was like on the side, they put on the table next to the guy that was making those horrible jokes.
Foster.
Romanus.
Oh my God.
That was very tough. It was very tough. I don't know. I just feel like, you know what? Look, seems like a crazy idea, but you guys should take a chance on somebody like Amabelan.
Or Kojo Jr.
Yeah.
I swear down.
I almost said
she's
it to, but I didn't want to.
Consistently.
Bro, look, if not for anything at all, if you guys tap into the influencers to host the show.
I mean.
But then the people who attend the shows to, they are of a certain age bracket. So I don't know whether they'll be able to appreciate.
Yeah, but they are no longer the cool people. It's no longer your game. I'm sorry. It's no longer your game. This entertainment industry has always been fresh, young, hip. So you need to change it. I think that's what our problem is. We always cater to the people in the front seat.
So the thing is that what I would say is that they have to ease them in properly.
Because
it's a big stage.
It's a big stage.
I mean, I love Amma's work and everything, but I feel like on a stage like that,
there's gonna need
she needs to be roped in.
She might crack. So they have to rope her in properly. So maybe she'll do the.
Amma, a woman of valor.
I'm saying,
what of Ifeodo?
Okay, so now the brands are gonna feel like it's a risk. Because I don't know what she might end up saying.
No, but I feel like if you curate it, last year we're talking about curation of the awards. Yeah. If you curate it and you let her know that
Yeah.
I mean, look, if Ifeah is confident, she can pull it off. I just think it should be well planned because most of the time it looks like they hire people who are good
on radio
or something is happening. So we need people that will be able to hold it down.
Yeah.
And the people that hold it down, they know how to hold it down in one way and one way only.
And do you know the reason why it happens that way? There's a lot of chaos backstage.
It is.
Yeah. A lot of chaos.
But you need people that when they're on stage, you wouldn't realize that there's chaos. Because you're having a good time.
Yeah. So maybe someone like Amma Bella, she might probably be like, hey, Charlie, the eater, you see.
Yeah.
I think
so she needs
can,
to be roping.
I think she can do it.
Honestly, it's a pairing thing. You know,
who's she going to pair with?
I don't know.
Bro,
if you think you need to ease them in, then you can pair with somebody that's a bit, you know.
That's a good one.
But it's such a stretch.
I'm a Bella and then Bella Mundi.
Bella Mundi.
No, they won't have Belamudi there.
But did she put,
I think Belamudi does the red carpet, or
did she put?
No, she does
some
main hosting sometimes.
Did she put?
Yeah, like, I know she had a baby. But
did she put Likey?
This year,
who? Dr. Likey? Yeah. Yo.
Did she put Likey there?
Everybody will tune in.
I'm thinking the right things because I was thinking that I'll be fried. But when it puts Likey there, yeah.
No, Dr. Likey?
Yeah.
Anakawa.
Oh no, I like him, and I think that the music awards,
he needs to be paired with someone
as a host.
He needs to be paired with someone. So he needs someone who can weather the storm, who can do the serious stuff, and then he will bring the whole comic relief. Someone?
That's
Chris Atto.
Oh, Nasiba said Chris Atto.
But me, mm-hmm. what I am very passionate about is our legends who have died. And who are going to do the performances.
Yo, let's do it right.
I am such a big Daddy Lumba and Ebo Taylor fan. I wouldn't want to see people misquoting their lyrics. Mm. And look, please prepare well. I beg you. Do it well for them.
I'd want to see Kojo Q do a Daddy Lumba tribute.
I beg.
Yeah, that would be
cool. And I definitely want them to do Poison. Whichever songs that you guys pick, please.
Yeah.
Do Poison.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be like a series of songs.
Let's pick the best ones.
And please, Charlie, make you guys do well for me. Chatter House.
And this year, no Osa Osa. We push to change it.
Please, Osa Osa is iconic. I like that song.
Osibisa and it's also Ghanaian.
It's an iconic Ghanaian band. Please keep Osa Osa.
Every year, Osa Osa.
Anyway, guys, that's our conversation on the TJ. This is a long ass conversation. But listen, thank you guys for joining us. Do you guys want to share your social media where they can find you? They all do really cool stuff online. Kawawa does really cool videos where he tells you guys stories about some of the music that you know, old and new, who is sampling who. Mm-hmm. Where can they find you?
They are also on everywhere. So X, I hate saying X, but X.
Twitter. Instagram.
Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah. Yes. Nasiba.
Nasiba_8.
Please spell Nasiba.
NASEEBA. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Llama.
It's Reginald Amar everywhere. So
yeah, have you stopped doing your show?
Stopped doing. Right now, I want to be behind the scenes, you know.
This thing I was saying.
And be a ventriloquist.
You can't, okay, all right. Anyway, guys, the name is Joseph Inti. We'll be back to do the shout-outs.
So me won't let me jigga on a tree. Girl, you find a pass your picture. Oh Lord, don't give me a banana pill. Nkule nu Mona Lisa for my peace. I didn't see you for my future. Irabe, you got a thing that go go look it. Today, my one wants your share. Give you my signature. Put down for your body, cha-cha. Let me say yanda yanda. My one wants your share.
All right, guys, and that is our conversation on the TGMAs. You know, every year that this show comes around, people just love to hate it, but it's part of the process, you know. You have to complain about the production. You have to complain about the fact that we're staying up late. You're going to complain about the lack of taste on the red carpet because it's always there. Let's be quite honest. The red carpet hasn't been good for a while now. But, you know, we can't help it. It's the one thing that celebrates the music icons that we love. So we really do have to get into it and talk about it. I want to give a quick shout out to Reginald Nasiba and my good friend Yao Ofosulabi, also known as Kawawa or Kawe. But thank you guys for joining us to have the conversation. Again, I want to remind you to look out for the conversation that we're going to be having after the TGMAs. That's Kwame and myself. We're going to be watching it and we're going to be giving you a full episode on nothing but the TGMA. So I know you guys are going to be excited for that. Look out for that one. Okay. All right. So now it's time for us to do the shout outs.
All right, so the shout out for this episode. Okay, let me just go straight into it and read it for you, okay? So it says, hi, Sincerely Accra team. Can y'all please do a vox pop on the tipping culture in Ghana now? Because, hey, it's battle in Charlie Dior's voice. First of all, I didn't know that there was a tipping culture that was coming into Ghana. My understanding of tipping is like, you know, when I went to Toronto, okay, every single place that I go, I was usually paying with a card. So they give you the POS, right? And when they show you the amount, there's tip, there's no tip, then there's like what, I think 10%, 5%, 25%, different ones. Depending on where I'm at, depending on how I'm feeling, depending on the service I got, I would tip or not tip. You know what I mean? But I found it very interesting because sometimes when they put the thing there, right, they look away. And in my mind, I'm like, is she going to judge me if I don't tip? Is she going to think I'm cheap? It's so crazy. But I didn't know there was a tipping culture. But anyway, let me continue with the shout out. It says, also, can I get a shout out to me, Martin, for choosing me and loving me and striving to live my best life as a person living with a disability in the Ghana? Cause fuck is this system. Couple of typos there, Martin, but I'm going to power through it because I feel like I understand what you mean. Shout out to everyone striving in this Accra to live their best life and attain their goals. Love and light. Hashtag self-love. Oh, Martin, shout out to you for reaching out. Shout out to you for loving the podcast. Shout out to you for letting us know. And shout out to you for recognizing your resilience and shouting yourself out. Okay? Keep pushing. Keep being it. Keep being that person. You know, I'm going to tell you, in Ghana, one of the boldest and most difficult things to do is to be yourself unapologetically. Trust me, this country does not reward difference. This country literally highlights what they deem as shortcomings, and they will call you that. Hey, Red. Hey, Obolo. Hey, Slim Things. Anadro. Oh my God. I had a boy in my class. I remember. I don't want to say his real name, but in my GSS, he was really dark, and we used to call him Anadro. You know, it's so crazy. You literally grow up with your insecurities being rubbed in your face. And so, you know, if you're able to find yourself, find your voice, find your strength, and just exist on your own terms, it is such a difficult thing to do, and it deserves to be highlighted, praised, and encouraged. So shout out to you, Martin, for living your best life. We love you over here on the podcast. Keep listening to us, okay? All too soon, we've come to the end of our episode. It was another great episode, and I know everybody's like, oh, but when is Kwame coming on? Chill out, guys. He's going to be back next week, like I said. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, of course. Number one podcast hosting network in Idaho, guys. I also want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator, producer, hey, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Also, shout out to Oral Ofori. The people love the name on the Spotify comments. Anyway, it's time for us to go. Keep checking for us because you know it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. I'm going to love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one.
Yeah, what's that in the back? That's a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. She a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty bad chick or a Birkin. What's that in the back? That's a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. She a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty bad chick with a Birkin. What's that in the back? That's a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. She a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty ass chick or a Birkin. What be that in the back? That's a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty ass chick or a Birkin. Or your pretty ass chick with a Birkin.
Party they start, minta wo body ma charge. Any day knock, but minta wo no come a charge. What be that? Facts. Then mene ma cashy.
Shake your body, yeah.
Mene ma naughty. I dey fuck around, I dey play. But if I get some cat, I go pay. He make pretty count, I go pay. Any do she want, I go G. Yeah, I got it like that. Put her back, wanna right back. Wanna why I'm sounding like that. Money got it talking like that.
Bears make me dance. Me dance. If you want it, you can have it. You ain't got a chance. Bands make me dance. Bands make me dance. If you know that you ain't spending, you ain't got a chance. Make that money work or don't talk to me. Don't got time to spend in your company. Not your boo, you niggas ain't touching me. I'm that bitches, bitches ain't touching me. You know I'm not one to play. Make sure when you come my way, you're ready to run this place. Bad girl got no time to waste.
What's that in the back? That's a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. She a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty bad chick or a Birkin. What's that in the back? That's a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. She a pretty bad chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty bad chick with a Birkin. What's that in the back? That's a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. She a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. Or your pretty ass chick or a Birkin. What be that in the back? That's a pretty ass chick with a Birkin. or your pretty ass chick or a Birkin, or your pretty ass chick or a Birkin.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.